Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of confidence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. The curious case of the tailor who turns down 100 clients a month on average. So I'm in Bangkok and I'm having a conversation with an old friend. I've known this tailor for a decade, and we first had tea together back in 2007. We did some business together, and I have watched and always been amazed by the work that this gentleman puts out. His name is Naren, and he's over at Naren Couture. If you're ever in Bangkok and you've got 2 weeks, and that's key, you've got to have at least 2 weeks, preferably more, to be able to spend time. So I'm talking with Naren because I've recommended him before. He's on my list of, I think, the top 10 tailors in the world that I have met. And this includes me traveling to Italy, traveling to Savile Row, to, you know, places throughout the world, Hong Kong, that Kowloon, seeing amazing tailors in New York and Los Angeles. I still think that Naren can hold his weight, can pull his own with any. And he's a very interesting guy. He's a third generation tailor, and his father sent him to one of the top French institutes for fashion and design, the one that Yves Saint Laurent, I believe, went to. He went to the same school, so he's classically trained, yet he came from a family. This guy was, you know, sewing, and his fingers were bleeding with a needle and thread probably when he was like 7 or 8 years old, learned how to do this type of stuff, and then went to school, came back, he could make anything from dresses, but his love of the craft is amazing. But let's get back to why. Why is Naren turning down over 100 customers a month? It turns out that he knows exactly what he wants. He understands who his customer is. He understands what he can give and what he can do and what he can't. So, if you've ever spent time in Bangkok, one of the things that will amaze you as you're walking down, you're seeing all these tailor shops, is how they seem to be able to promise the world a perfectly fitted suit, shirt, and you can even get a necktie for $99, $199, $299, and delivered in 24 hours. You'll see this in Phuket, you'll see this in Hua Hin, you'll see this in Chiang Mai, you will see this all over Thailand. But Bangkok, I think, is where the epicenter's at and where they are most aggressive. Now, tucked in on Sukhumvit, you'll find Naren Couture. Nobody is out there trying to bring in customers. In fact, he will routinely have people come in and will ask, oh, I want to get this done. And he will say, I'm sorry, I'm not the right person for you. I saw him do this. And he oftentimes, you know, he makes a quick evaluation of, okay, how long are they here? Are they, in a sense, the type of customer I look for? And it's not about money. It's not about, you know, him looking for a particular type of person or anything. It's really, does this person appreciate the artistic craft of making a bespoke suit? And are they going to be able to spend the time with him to design out the suit? Then come back in a week for the first fitting. Then come back in a week for the second fitting, and more possibly come back in 3 weeks for a third fitting before one item is made. And then you may have to repeat the process a couple times, because even though he has your measurements and could build it approximately, it's not going to be the same. He doesn't want to work with people remotely. It's funny because I had this conversation. I used to own a clother called A Tailored Suit. I've watched companies like Indochino, Black Lapel, all these big online companies, Suit That Fits, grow and change the market. I've watched a lot of the old tailoring houses really work to try to get in more and more customers. But Naren's not looking for that. He doesn't, like I said, they're established. He's the third generation tailor. He said, you know, I could quit right now. I don't have to do this for the money. I do this for the love, for the art, for bringing to life something that is going to just make the man look amazing. So he realized he wasn't going to compromise on his fittings. He wasn't going to compromise on what he perceived as getting to perfection. And at that point, you know, it's funny, it took me 10 years of knowing him and understanding, because I was always pushing him to, in fact, I brought in my camera, I was thinking about videotaping with him, but he actually said he didn't want, and we didn't get to the point where he knew I was going to do this, but he's like, I don't want to be known. I don't want to be recognized. That's not, you know, what he's going for. He's very happy just making the suits and kind of being the man behind the scenes. He talked about how sometimes when he goes shopping in and around town, he's got to almost wear a hat because so many of his customers recognize him, and it's kind of embarrassing to him. So it's just interesting, and it's amazing when you find a true artist like this, someone who in a world. So, I mean, you would think that there would be more people like this in a country where there are just tons of people making custom clothing. But most of the people out there, to be honest, they're just trying to make money with this. But Naren is trans, say he's gone beyond that. So I would have to say, if you want a suit and you just want it for business, he may not be the right tailor for you because he's not going to move super fast. He's not going to be able to do five suits at the same time. He's not going to be able to necessarily build you a wardrobe, which is something I talk about with a lot of people. But if you're looking for an artist, if you're looking for someone who is going to love to speak with you about this, is going to be very interested in working with you to create something that has never before been created. And it could be something as simple as a classic navy suit, but it's never been created specifically for your body type, for your exact weight measurements as they are today. Then this is the type of person you want to find, a true artisan, a true artist, someone who, and money is important. Let me straight, you know, he doesn't do things for free. He actually is one of the more expensive, if not the most expensive tailor, probably in all of Bangkok. You're going to find, you know, getting a bespoke suit's going to start at least $1,000 with him. But I mean, and he normally sells suits at $2,000 to $4,000 because he's using fabrics like Zegna and Dorme and some of these other ones, Holland and Cherry. But that's, you know, for him, it's the artist. It's the art, all the work that goes into it. And it's for the love of the actual tailoring and the love of that work. So there are people like this you can find throughout the world, whether it be those people that make shoes, people that make leather bags, people that make, you know, desktop for, you know, that make, you know, desk furniture. I think if you look hard enough, if you know what to look for, but you know, for, I think most of us, we don't need someone to that skill level. One, we probably can't, you know, we don't want to spend the money that they would charge for that. But if you have something, perhaps watches, perhaps cameras, perhaps, I don't know, bed sheets, then look for that muse, those artists that specialize in that, and realize that it's a privilege to be around them. It's actually, you know, a lot of fun to engage with them. And, you know, if you really believe in that, then don't be afraid to go over and support them. I do think that if you're looking for someone like this, it's probably actually more affordable for you to come over here, take a 2-month vacation in Bangkok and have 3 suits made over that period of 2 months with someone like Naren, or shirts or trousers or a wardrobe. If you are in the area or you pop in very often for business, I know a lot of Chinese, a lot of people from Tokyo, even people from the West Coast of the United States who pop into Bangkok often, you know, this is definitely an option for you. But just an interesting story, a very interesting man who I'm proud to have as a friend and someone that I can reach out to and learn from. You know, just had that conversation. So I wanted to share it with you guys. I don't know, maybe I'll make a video on it. I'll probably maybe go in a little bit different direction. But I just found that so interesting in a world that is so hungry for, you know, growing bigger and making more money. Here's someone that's taking a little bit of a different stance, taking a little bit of a different focus, and really just enjoying the art that his family has, the craft that his family has perfected, and he continues to perfect every day in his little shop there in Bangkok. All right, guys, if you want more, go over to episode 56. That's going to be at realmenrealstyle.com/episode56, where I talk about Naren Khatir, the tailor who routinely turns down 100 customers a month. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.